The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Micha Cohen.
Simon Reish Vav, Din Shmuel Kroiva, Shmuel Chayka. This simon discusses differences in halacha when a person finds out about the passing of a close relative, not right away, not at the actual time when the relative passed away, but it was delayed. Now, if it was delayed within the 30 days from the time of the passing, that's known as a Shmuel Kroiva. Shmuel is a idea of notification, of hearing, so the person finds out about it Kroiva within a short amount of time, within 30 days. So then all the regular laws of Avelus apply. They're going to sit Shiva, they're going to tear Kriya. However, if they find out about it after 30 days, then it's called a Shmuel Ruchayk, a far notification, and then they will do some demonstrations of Avelus, but much of it they will not do. Now let's begin the Kitzur in Sif Aleph. Mishabala Shmua Shemesh LeKarav Shuchayla Sabolov. If the news came to a person that a relative that they're obligated to mourn on, that this happened, Imbaloi B'Sech Shleishim, if they found out about it within 30 days of the passing, even though it was delayed a few days, so Afil B'Yom Shleishim Asmai, even on the 30th day itself, Harizu Shmuel Kriva, this is called a close notification of a kireya, and the person rents his garments. And the reason for that is, as we learned in the laws of Kriya, is because Kriya is done b'shas chimum, when a person has an emotional surge of pain that they lost this relative. And if it's within 30 days of the passing, then there's still those strong feelings. Whereas if they find out that it happened a while back, then it's not the same thing. And he needs to keep the 7 days of Avelus from the time that he hears about it. So therefore, even though it's 10 days, let's say, after the person passed away, so if he had known about it right away, he would have long since finished sitting Shiva. But nonetheless, since it's within 30 days, then he sits Shiva. Now the Kitzur continues, V'gam Avelus Shenag B'Shloishim. Now, we know that there's different halachas regarding a mourner between of the Shiva and of the Shloishim. The Shiva is the first 7 days of mourning, and the Shloishim is the final 30 days that there are, it's not as strict the halachas, but there still are a number of halachas that we'll learn about later in the Kitzur. So the point is that when a person finds out, even though it's delayed, but if it's within 30 days, then they keep the halachas of the Shloishim as well. And the Kitzur says, that when do they start counting the 30 days? So the Kitzur understands they start counting the 30 days from the day where he heard about it. Which means to say, even though it's going to be, the end of this 30-day period is going to be quite a few days after 30 days from the death, but since the person found out a bit later, so that we start the clock, so to speak, of the 30 days at a later point. This is the opinion of the Kitzur. And the Kitzur explains further, and the day of hearing about it has the complete status of Kura, that we know the halacha is that, let's say, a person died on one day and wasn't buried until a few days later, so the halacha is that the laws of Shiva and the laws of Shleishim begin from when the person was buried, not when the person died. So the Kitzur is saying the same is true with when a person finds out about it, that if as long as it's within 30 days, but that resets the clock, and Shiva and Shleishim begin from the time that the person was notified. V'aysen ha-Shleishim yoyim shenikras b'hem Shmuel Kriva, and as far as the original counting, what's considered 30 days within from the time of death, in order that if one finds out about it, that they could have to sit Shiva, and then they'll start counting the 30 days of mourning. So he says, Ma'inim Yem HaKvura, they count from when the person was buried, V'lem Yem HaMisa, and not the day the person died. So basically, according to the Kitzur, what comes out is that a person could end up sitting Shiva and observing the 30 days of Avelus quite a while after the actual death happened, because he's not going to start counting the first 30 days until the person's buried. And then, as long as within that 30 days the person finds out about it, then that's going to restart the clock, that for the next 30 days, that they will observe the laws of Avelis. The first 7 they will sit Shiva, and the rest of the time they will keep the restrictions of Avelis. Now, the Sefer Sharm Zion Balacha makes a few comments here on the Kitzur, which is important, that the Kitzur is of the opinion that the 30 days in which, if the person finds out about them within that time, that they need a sit Shiva, that's counted from the burial. However, the Sharm Mitzion Balacha brings that the opinion that follows the opinion of the Dogel Merivava, the great Nadi Behuda. However, the Taz, Shach, and many others disagree, and they're of the opinion that it starts from the time of death, which would mean to say that, let's say, the person wasn't buried for a few days, and there's that discrepancy of a few days, and then a person doesn't find out about it until that time. So, according to the opinion cited in the Kitzur, they would have to sit full Shiva and 30 days, whereas according to the opinion that the Sharm Mitzion Balacha is quoting, the Taz and the Shach, many important Achrayim, one would not have to. And it seems that the prevalent custom is to be lenient in the sense that, because we have a difference of opinion whether or not one needs to sit Shiva, therefore one would be lenient and not to do so, not like the opinion of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Now, as we mentioned other times, there is a general rule in Hilchos Avelis that we generally follow the more lenient opinion. Now, it's also important to point out that this concept that the Kitzur is saying here, that when the person hears about it, that it has the status of the day of the burial, even though it's a few days later, that would mean also the person does not put on tefillin that day. As we know, an avil on the first day does not put on tefillin, so the same is true here, that they would not put on tefillin on that day either. Now the Kitzur continues in the Sif Beis. B'olay ha-shmula achar shleishim yomim. Now what happens if he finds out about it after 30 days from the death or from the burial? What is the halacha then? Zoi shmur rechaika, says the Kitzur. This is the concept of shmur rechaika, of a delayed notification. Ve'en yitzarach linag avelis. And a person's obligation is that they don't need to sit a whole 7 days, and the reason is because 7 days needs to be connected to the time of death. And because 30 days has already elapsed, so therefore that connection has been altered, has been severed, and therefore there's not that strong emotional connection, and therefore there's no obligation to sit a full 7 days. So again, basically the important difference between a Shmur Kriva and a Shmur Rechaika is that if it's within 30 days, then one sits a full Shiva. If it's after 30 days, then there's a minor form of Avelis that's done for a very short amount of time, some sort of showing of Avelis, of mourning, but no 7 days is observed. Now let's continue in the Kitzur. Loishna Shama Bayoim. It makes no difference if the person heard during the day, or at night, because the point is that we don't say that they have to keep the whole day. As long as they observed it for a short amount of time, it's enough. But even on a parent, this is enough, which is interesting, because when it came to the laws of Kriya, when it came to the laws of rending the garment, even though after 30 days, one does not care Kriya on a relative, because you say it's not Shas Chimum anymore, it's not that strong feeling, but on a parent, out of respect, one always tears Kriya. But over here, the halacha of a parent is the same as a regular relative, and basically one observes Avelis for a short amount of time. We're going to see exactly in a minute what should be done, and then that's all they have to do. Now the Kitzur continues to talk about what happens if a person finds out about the passing of a parent after 30 days. But we know that for a parent, there's a whole year of Avelis, of mourning, that certain things are not able to be done. One doesn't have the restrictions of Shiva or Shleishim, but there are restrictions. So the Kitzur addresses that and says the following: Achdvarm Shinoigin, I love it, Val Imoy, Kol Shnei Masar Chodesh, but those that apply for the full first year, Noig Gam B'Shmur Ruchaika, those apply even if there was a delayed notification as well. Umayna, Shnei Ma'aser Chodesh Miyam Amisa, and 12 months is counted from the time of the person's death. And again, this is different than what we spoke about with the Shmuel Karaivo, with a person was notified not so long after, that the notification becomes like the time of death itself, and they're going to count the 30 days in the year from then. Whereas over here, once it's Rechaika, once it's after the 30-day period, so then they'll keep the laws of the 12 months, but you're going to count the 12 months from the time of death. Now, what happens if a person finds out about the passing of a parent after 12 months? If they heard the news after 12 months, they only observe avelus for a short amount of time, as well as the things that they keep the whole 12 months. So basically the idea is that if it's after 12 months, then they only keep that one time at the time when they hear about it. Now in Siv Gimel, the kids is going to explain to us what exactly is the procedure, what exactly is done for that short amount of time that the person does show mourning when they hear a delayed notification. Gimel, Hashem Meya Shmur Rechaika, one who hears this delayed notification. Right? So say in the old days, a person will get a letter, dear whatever, I'm sorry to inform you that your brother passed away 6 months ago. Right? This was a very common occurrence in those days. So what does one do? And it's Rechlin Lina called an Avelis. One does not have to keep the whole din of Avelis. Eladai Bechalitzitz Menal Bevat, Levat. And as the point is, there has to be some showing of mourning. So therefore, even just taking off the shoe alone is enough. Now, the Pais can discuss what if the woman just had a baby or something like that, so she can't really do any major demonstrations of mourning. I mean, to say what normally would be done would be a person moves a shoe, sits on a low chair for a short amount of time, and that's enough. What about a person who can't do that? So any form of avelus, you know, maybe not washing for a short amount of time or something to show mourning, all those things will be enough to fulfill what needs to be done for the Ishmur Rechaika, for the late notification. And once a person does that, they're permitted to do work, berchitza, and washing, besicha, and anointing themselves, tashen shamita, with marital relations, with Talmud Torah, and learning Torah. So all the regular restrictions do not apply, basically, but a person has to do one action of demonstrating mourning, taking off the shoes, sitting on a low chair. If he doesn't have shoes on his feet at the time, so it's not a demonstration of mourning, he has to do a different action, that it shows that he's doing it for mourning, like I mentioned, he should sit low, for a short amount of time. Now, what happens if the news comes on Shabbos? Bo lo shmur kroivo b'Shabbos. Yom Shabbos oloi liyom echad. So, now, I'm sorry, this is going back to the halach of shmur kroivo, again, when the notification came within 30 days. So what happens then? So, yom Shabbos oloi liyom echad. So because he found out about it on Shabbos, so therefore that is counted as the first day of Shiva. Who might say Shabbos, and after Shabbos, Kireya, one performs Kriya, Umayna, Loi, Oishi, Shiyamim, and counts another six. Now, in a little bit later in the Siman, the Kitzur will address what happens if it's a delayed notification, that we're going to learn that right after Shabbos, he does that one form of Avelis, taking off the shoes, or sitting low, whatever that is, and that's enough. But this is talking about Shmuel Kriva, within 30 days, so the halacha is that they should sit, that Shabbos counts as one of the 7 days, and after Shabbos, one tears Kriya, and sits another six. Balo Shmuel Kreivo b'Shabbos Eberegel. Now, it's if, hey, we're continuing to talk about this, that what happens if a person gets the news of a relative's passing within 30 days on Shabbos, Eberegel, or on Yontif, So this is an interesting question. And that's on Shabbos, say Shabbos was the 30th day. So on Shabbos he gets the notification, but he never demonstrated Avelis. Now, Moitzoi Shabbos comes, Saturday night comes, and that's technically already the 31st day, so there should not be Avelis. So what happens then? Also be on Shabbos, I beregel, bedvarim shabbat sinah. So basically, on Shabbos, a person keeps the laws of Avelos on a private level. So that means they don't have marital relations, they possibly don't learn Torah, these different things that we're going to learn about more later. But then after Shabbos, then they only keep a short time. So it's an interesting thing, because if a person were to begin the Avelos when it's during the 30 days, so then I believe they would continue. But over here, because they didn't really start it, so therefore, and when they're going to start the actual Shiva, it's going to be after 30 days, so they don't do that. On Shabbos, they keep what they keep, and then after Shabbos, they only do the abridged form of Avelos, done for a Shemur Rechaika, done for a delayed notification. Sivav, Bala Shemur Kraiva B'Shabbos, person heard on Shabbos, heard on Shabbos that a relative passed away, and this is again after the burial, who Erev Yontif, and it's also the day before Yontif, Kivin Shadram Shabbatsina Noigboy, because one is still prohibited in doing private forms of a person still obligated in private forms of Avelos. So the halacha we're going to learn more later is that if a yontif comes in the middle, so then that's considered like 7 days. So basically, if a person started shiva before the regal came in, then the halacha is that the regal is considered like 7 days, the yontif is considered like 7 days, and therefore there's no more shiva after yontif. Now the question is, if a person didn't begin the avelos at all, then we can't. Then the regal, the yontif, is not going to take it away because it's only if the avelos started. And the question is, if the way it was started was just not by doing any outward demonstrations of avelos, just by doing private forms because it was Shabbos, does that count? Well, the Ketzer is telling us that it does because private forms of avelos apply. So therefore, it's considered that they started the avelos, and therefore the regal, the yontif, will come and be considered like 7 days. And be mevatel and fulfill the requirement of shiva, and they will not be sitting a full 7 days. Siv Zayin Hashemir Shmur Rechayke b'Shabbos. Now, until now, in these past few sifim, we were talking about Shmur Kareiva, meaning to say the person passed away, it was a delayed notification, but it's within 30 days. What if it's delayed after 30 days, Hashmir Shmur Rechayke b'Shabbos, after 30 days, Oy Beregel, or on Yontif, Ein Enoig Avelos, one does not keep Avelos on Shabbos at all, because as we mentioned, the Avelos that one is obligated to do for a Shmur Rechayke is very minimal, and therefore one does not have to keep Torah Mishavitzina, private forms of Avelos on Shabbos. And so the Ketzer says over here, Enanoiga Avelos, one does not keep Avelos, but feel Batarma Shabbatsina Motor, and one's permitted in everything, even private. One might say Shabbos Regal, and then after Shabbos, or Yontif Noig Sha'achas, a person does that short form of Avelos, take off the shoe, sit low, Vidaye, and it is enough. Now let's continue with Siv Ches. In Siv Ches, we're going to learn a very important halacha that comes up very often, and we touched upon it before. But we're going to understand it a little bit better now. A person finds out after Yontif that, by the way, your relative passed away before Yontif. Now, afalgav, even though, what would have been if this person would have found out about it before Yontif? And a few hours before Yontif, he would have found out about it, and he would have sat down low on a chair. He would have started his avelos at that point. So what would happen would be, we boha regel v'hifsik. The regel would come, the yontif would come, and be considered like 7 days. But this person didn't know about it at all. So therefore, there was no form of avelos, not private, not public, nothing. Mikol malkom l'diday, so says the Ketzer, since for this person, kivin shalei noag klal kadem haregel, because they didn't start the avelos at all, kol sheshama afilu b'yom shloishim yom akvura, even if he only hears about it on the 30th day from the burial, have a actually Shmur Kraiva, it's a Shmur Kraiva, which has the status of like the day the person passed away. But Tzarchlinu Shivu Shloishim, the person starts a whole 7 days and a whole 30 days. And this is a very important point, and it's important to explain it properly. there's two things going on over here. Number one, if it's within 30 days and the person finds out about it, so that finding out about resets the clock, and they're going to count a full 7 days and a full 30 days of avelus, and it doesn't matter if it's on the last day of the 30 days, but once the person hears within the 30 days, so it's obligated to count the full 7 days because there's still that strong emotional pain, and therefore it begins the whole Shiva process, even though the Shiva will actually be taking place after 30 days, technically after 30 days from the burial or from the death. It makes no difference. The other point is that the concept of a Yontif or a Shabbos counting as the days of Shiva is only going to be if the person knows about it, so at least they're going to observe some form of avelus beforehand or during. But if the person doesn't know anything about it, then that cannot be mevatla, that cannot change it. So therefore, this person that didn't know about it, the Yontif doesn't is not counted as 7 days. So basically, we have these two things going on over here, which is that if the person doesn't know about it until the day after Yontif, as long as that's within 30 days, he's going to count the whole 7 days, even though the people that did know about it, for them, the Yontif will be considered like 7 days. So this basically concludes the concept of Shmuel Kriv and Shmuel Rechaika, the different statuses of different notifications. And now we're going to get into a little bit of an interesting subject, which is, should one tell someone about a relative that was nifted that passed away or not? Sif Tess. Misha Meis Leimeis. A person who a relative passed away. Flanaydalai. He doesn't know about it. Ein Lahagadloi. One should not tell them. Valamagad Nemar. And the one that says it, it's the Pasuk and Mishnah says, Umaytadiba, one who tells Dibas, could be Lashon Hara, could be just bad news, who Ksil is a fool. Now this, so the idea is, the Kitzur is telling us that the one should not go around telling it. However, Mutarim Lahazminoi, Lesudas Erisin Nesuin L'chal Simcha. Now we have this person that doesn't, but we know is really supposed to be in Avelis in mourning, but no one told them. So can you invite them to a Simcha? So says you can, because what, like they say, what you don't know doesn't hurt you. But that doesn't apply to other areas in halacha, right? You can't, a person who's going to eat something non-kosher, you can't say, well, if he doesn't know it's non-kosher, it's okay. But over here, when it comes to avelus, the whole obligation comes through knowing. So if he doesn't know, then it's okay. One could invite him to an engagement party, or to a chasana, or any happy occasion, even though normally he wouldn't be allowed to go. As long as he doesn't know. He's like anybody else. One who knows, a husband knows that a relative of his wife passed away, one is permitted to have relations with her, because she does not know. Now, it would seem that this whole concept here is talking after the burial and after the Levaya, because before the Levaya, before then people would want to participate in the mitzvah of Havas Hameis, of escorting the deceased person. So we know that everyone is notified about it, knows that they could come to do that. It would seem that over here, because it's afterwards, so really there's nothing to really be done, and it's just bearing bad news, so one doesn't do that. Now, I always have the question when I learn this halacha, that, you know, people want to know that their relative passed away, so obviously, then if that's what the person wants, then it would seem to be the correct thing to notify them. And the Kitzur continues with this discussion and Sef Yud, Almi Sha'achash Shalai said Al Kraiva Shemais. If one asks him directly, Is my relative passed away? Imuchai, Ein L'Shakir V'Lem Imuchai. One should not lie and say that the person is still alive. Shenemar Minta Shakar Tircha. That a person is not allowed to just distance themselves from falsehood. But he shouldn't say it directly. He should sort of hint to it. And he should understand that the person died. There's another question that they talk about. What about notifying through writing? What about that? Also, as we're going to learn in a second, it would seem that if there's reasons why the person should know, because let's say it has to do with Yerusha, it has to do with inheritance or other reasons, obviously they should be notified. Sif Yud Aleph. Labanim Zacharim, for male children, Noigim Leidia Kishameis Avayim. The custom is to tell them, Kadeshi Yamru Kaddish, know that they should be able to say Kaddish. So you see, if there's a purpose for the person knowing, then it would be definitely permitted for them to know. It does seem like a lot of the rationale behind not telling is in order to spare them the having to sit the whole Shiva, which is can be often very difficult for people. I just wonder if there's this problem with Shmur Ruchaika, as if the person passed away a long time ago, so then is there such an issue because the person only has to keep the velos for just a couple moments. So now also it's an interesting thing that today, you know, everyone is notified about everything, and obviously beforehand it's important because one wants to go to Levaya, and I would assume that when the person themselves to know that people are sitting Shiva is a mitzvah because people can come and do Nicham Aveilim. It seems that this discussion is limited to, say, a person telling someone about their own relative, and they would have to sit Shiva for them, and if they would find about it later, then they won't have to sit Shiva, so that's when you're not supposed to tell them. But say today, when they publicize these things so people could come and pay a Shiva call or give a eulogy about the person or do different types of things like that, they wouldn't be called Maisi Diba, because Maisi Diba means a purposeless talk like Lashon Hara, and if it's for a purpose, then it doesn't seem we'll be included in that.